Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so let's get started this morning, you guys. Welcome to Talk About It Tuesdays with your host, Gina Cherie. I am Gina Cherie. If you guys are connected with me, I am on quite a few platforms this morning. I'm going live on Facebook, live on Instagram. I'm also live on my Anchor, and of course, I'm live on the talk show itself. So if you guys are connected to any one of those, thank you guys for tuning in this morning. So I do go live every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. And my platforms are always in my links on any of my social media, so you guys can follow me there. But welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. I hope everybody's having a great morning. I know we're only 2 days in of the week, but I hope that everybody has started off their week really well. I have. So I feel blessed this morning. I'm up. I got a roof over my head. I'm able to pay my bills. So I'm happy. So I'm not going to let anything take my joy, take my smile. Ping. So I hope you guys are having a great morning. So if you guys listened to my show before the last couple of weeks, so we're going to bring a few topics in and then we're going to do some shout outs at the end of each episode. I am going to be highlighting entrepreneurs and businesses. So I also post that on my social media, you guys. So if you guys want to get your business or anything that you're doing in the community, if you wrote a book or anything, you guys can connect with me. I'll give that all at the end of how you guys can actually go in and leave your information and what it takes to get your shout out on. What topics I want to talk about, you guys. So there has been the clip going around about Dr. Dre and his daughter, his estranged daughter. She is 38 years old, and she has put it out there that she's been living in her car since she hasn't been getting any payment from her father, Dr. Dre, for the last 18 months. So I thought that was kind of a good topic to talk about. I'm a parent, and a lot of my listeners are as well. So a lot of people are coming for him. A lot of people are downing him. They're talking about him because he is rich. He has the money to do so, to take care of his daughter. Should he jump in and take care of her at 38 years old? So I feel two different ways about this, you guys. So I'm going to give my opinion, but I would love to hear your guys' opinion as well. If I sound like I have a lot of S's coming out my mouth, you guys, please dismiss that. I got these braces on, and this is a whole new, like, thing for me. Ting. So I decided I wanted to fix my teeth, and these braces are just making it difficult for everything that I do. But anyway, so I've read the comments and stuff, and people have posted about that particular article, and I've read it, and I've read the good and the bad of things people have to say about the situation. So I definitely want to hear from you. We're about to get into that right now. So, but before I do that, I do want to give my condolences to famed hip-hop and R&B producer Chucky Thompson. He passed away. I'm unsure of how, so if anybody does know how, please leave it in my link below. So shout out to his family. Well, not shout out, condolences to his family. And I pray that you, God gives you guys healing for the situation. I know it's not easy burying a loved one. So famed hip-hop and R&B producer Chucky Thomas has now passed away. So let's go back, you guys. When is the cutoff of taking care of our children? So are we obligated as parents to take care of our children just because we have the means to do so? What's the age limit? His daughter is 38 years old, I do believe the article said, 38 years old. And how do we not know that he's been taking care of her whole life? How do we not know that he didn't cut her off to teach her responsibilities if she has been being taken care of her entire life? As she should, but at a certain point, I think responsibility needs to kick in. And she needs to figure out her own way, especially at 38 years old. Now, if you need help, I understand needing help. I've needed help. And along the way, I needed my father. He stepped in and helped, and I was very thankful for that. I understand going back home for a little bit until you regroup and going back out there. But is he supposed to pay all her expenses, her house, her car, her food? If she's not able to do that, means he has to buy deodorant. He has to buy feminine products. Like, he has to provide every single thing for her at 38. So again, I ask, when is the cutoff? And my lines are open, you guys. If you guys want to be a part of the show, you guys can call in at 516-387-1939. You can also leave your comments in on the social media. So tell me what you guys think. Dr. Dre's daughter has said that she's been living in her car for the last 18 months since he has not been paying for her and taking care of her expenses. So me, in my opinion, I say, and this is just my opinion, you could agree or disagree, but this is my opinion. If she is in need of help to get her out of her car, I think it's okay to make sure she has a home. Make sure she set her up for some of the things that she needs. I don't agree with paying her rent. I don't agree with paying all of her expenses at 38. I think at one point she needs to grow the hell up and put on your big girl drawers and take care of yourself. I think that if you've been coddled all this time, I think it's about time that you figure it out on your own. You're damn near 40, yo. Like, why can't you go out, get a job, sustain a job, and do it for yourself? For some of the people that are calling him scum or calling him less of a father, less of a man, I think that he did what he was supposed to do. I think sometimes our job is to get them to a certain point, and hopefully the teachings that they've got along the way will help them get out there. Now, I do have a daughter, and I'm not saying I will put her out at 18 and make her figure it out at 18. She's able to stay in the home while she's going to school and going to college and making a way. But at a certain point, I would expect her to figure it out on her own and get it together on her own. So hold on, guys. So when is the cutoff? Thank you guys for joining. I'm trying to wave to everybody. Thank you guys. Thank you. Look, a meltdown, technical difficulties. Hold on. Okay, so if you guys are just joining, we are talking about Dr. Dre and his daughter. If you guys are leaving a comment, don't get upset if I don't see it right away. I will get to it. But we're talking about, when is the cutoff of taking care of our children? So that's part one. I told you we're going to talk about three different things. So I'm going to put this, add this in there. I also want to know, do we know everything we need to know about our children? And then I'll tell you guys why I threw that in there as well. So that all tangles in there together. How well do we know our children, and when is the cutoff for taking care of our children? So we're going to put that all in there at once. So some of the comments that I read is that shame on him for having as much money as he does, and he can't take care of his daughter. He won't give her any means to survive. I gave you guys part of my what I feel, but I think you guys can jump in and let me know how you guys feel. Is he less of a man for not taking care of his daughter? Is he less of a father for not taking care of his daughter at 38 years old? And I keep saying 38, you guys, because that does give some type of, what's the word I am looking for? That makes me feel some type of way because of the age that she is. And is it too old? Like, and if he does this now, is she going to be dependent on him until he dies? And then after he dies or the money runs out after that, then what? Because remind you, isn't Dr. Dre going through a divorce and he has to give spousal support or whatever he has to dish out? So he's not only dishing out for that, he's dishing out for her, and everybody else. So when is the cutoff? Leave your comments down there for me, or if you guys want to call in, you guys can do so at 516-387-1939. You guys can definitely do that. I'm really curious about what you guys feel about it and what you guys think about it. Normally, I just got a message on my switchboard. Normally, I don't go live on Instagram. I tried it. I prefer just to stay behind my mic, you guys. So I did get like a text message and a message on my about being live. This is just, I go live a few times, but I really do like to be behind the mic. So I prefer to do that versus being live on video, but whatever. So yesterday, I was in conversation with my daughter, and she revealed something to me that was very personal. And as a parent, you think that you can handle everything. I told you guys this is a part two of the whole entire conversation. So you, as parents, you think that you can handle things that our children tell us. It definitely caught me off guard, what she shared to me, but on the other hand, I feel blessed that as difficult as it was for her to open up and share what she shared with me, I feel blessed enough to know that she knows she has a safe place, and that she's able to talk to me when she needs to talk. We've seen a lot of kids that can't talk. They're afraid to open up and they feel like they don't have an outlet. So we all know what happens to some of the kids that feel like they don't have an outlet. So last night was like an eye opener. And so again, I asked, how well do we know our kids and how receptive are we to sitting down with our children and talking to them? And being okay to what they're saying to us. So that's the big thing, right? Like, forget paying their bills or taking care of them once they get out your home. But before they get to that point, how receptive and how open are we to take what our children tell us? There's a lot of times that my daughter tells me things that I necessarily don't want to hear, whether it's about life, about myself, about parenting, about me not listening, because I think sometimes as parents, we don't listen. I feel as though, especially in the Black community, it's you do what I say do, don't do as I do. I know I've heard that growing up a lot of times. And I feel like when you do things like that and you don't allow your child or your children to talk to you. And I'm not saying talk to you disrespectfully. I'm not saying that the child has to get out of line when speaking, but create a safe zone. So me and my daughter have what we call free talk. And this might not work for everybody, but it works for me, you guys. So, and once she calls free talk, she's telling me that there's something important that she needs to talk about, and she wants me to just sit and listen. So, and that happened last night. So, I had to take it and I had to process it. And then I had to go back and make sure I find the right words to speak to her. And so I didn't really jump in and say anything while she was talking to me, because I wanted to take in everything and make sure that I understood everything that was being talked about. So give me 1 second, you guys. Hold on. Hello, hello, hello. You are live with GSL, and this is Talk About It Tuesdays. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Midwest. My name is Pianki. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You know, this question, what age should you stop taking care of your child? You should never stop taking care of your child.
In what aspect?
Every aspect.
So
from the time that they're born. I mean, if you look at black children today as far as educational attainment, a lot of them do terrible. You should start that child off very early, projecting them into something that's going to be meaningful and that's going to pay well. They should be assessed and evaluated at the third grade, no later than. They should be provided with tutors and all those things.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because I do agree from the time they are born, we never stop being parents. So my question is to you is that if your child is 38 years old, as Dr. Dre's daughter is 38 years old, are you still obligated financially to take care of her? If she does not want to go and get a job, if she doesn't want to take care of herself because you are financially able to do so, are you still obligated as a parent to pay for everything for her?
I don't know about Dr. Dre's children. Maybe something didn't go right early on. As long as my kids was in school, they didn't have to worry about paying for anything. My child, last grandson, went off to LSU. Matter of fact, he's still there. I bought him a home in Louisiana. So he didn't have to stay on campus other than that first year. He has automobiles. His tuition is paid for. His extracurricular activities is paid for. When he leaves the house, you know what he does? He says, Papa, I'm going here. I'll be back such and such time. That's the way those children was raised. So if you raise the child upright, and he took hard courses, I told him early on, I said, you're going to be an engineer, you're going to do a business minor. Well, he's doing that. And he's learning how to become a private pilot. So you put these challenges on your child. And so here's another thing. You got to prepare yourself so that you are able to do these things.
Okay. So what? I hear what you're saying. We're going to, because I have a few more callers coming in. So we're going to, but are you still taking care of them now? Are you still taking care of them now?
I don't take care of her, but I make some decisions, and she come to me and ask about some decisions.
Okay.
Absolutely, I look after them.
Okay.
They don't make decisions unless they include their parents, his papa, her father.
All right, I get you. Thank you for calling in, and I can't even talk with these braces in my mouth. My show airs every Tuesday at 11:30. So, and we do talk about different topics like this, but thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go to our next caller. You have a blessed day. We're going to go to our next caller. So Midwest, thank you for calling in. I didn't catch your name, but you take care of your kids and hands off to you, hats off to you. I really commend you for that. But again, I ask, is a certain age too old for you to take care of your children? This gentleman said that he gets them to a certain point, which at the first part I do agree. I think sometimes in the Black community we get our kids to 18 years old and then we kick them out the house, which that's a whole other topic and I don't agree with that. But giving them the means to survive, and I totally agree with him, giving them means to survive is very crucial. And that's something that we need to step up and do in our community. But me personally, if my daughter needed help at 38, I would help her. If she needed to come home, regroup, I would help her. Buying her a home, if I had the means to do it, I would help her. But I don't feel like it's my obligation to pay her rent. I don't feel like it's my obligation to put gas in her car. I don't feel like it's my obligation to do everything for her. And like the caller just said, if we give them the means to do it and teach them as they're growing to give them the means to do it, then they should be okay once they get out there. But I understand falling short, needing help, things, anything can happen. I get that. Anything could happen. I totally get that. But thank you for calling in, or shout out to the Midwest. So if you guys have a different opinion or if you guys agree with the caller, then you guys can call in at 516-387-1939. So the topic, if you guys are just joining in, is Dr. Dre has been in the limelight not only for his divorce, but for his daughter now came forward and said that she's been living in her car at 38 years old because she has not been receiving any more money from her father 18 months. So we can all take that a different ways. We definitely can. Some can say that at 18 months, it's only been 18 months, you're 38 years old. So what have you been doing all the rest of the time? Has he been paying up until this time? Did he cut you off to teach you something? Is whatever happened? And I don't think we'll never really know what happened between them. Like I always say, there's three sides of the story: is his, hers, and the truth is in the middle. But what is the cutoff, you guys? And then the other part of our conversation is, do we know everything about our children? How receptive we are opening up and listening to our kids when our kids have something to say? Or do we take it old school, the kids are to be seen and not to be heard? What happens in this house stays in this house. And I know once I say those words, there's quite a few of you that would understand exactly what those words mean. What happens in this house stays in this house. I don't live that way. I don't believe in what happens in this house stays in the house, especially when what happens in this house is hurting you and it's damaging you. I don't feel like it should stay there. Get help, talk to somebody, say something. So those are the two. Everything is in one, but those are the two topics that we're talking about, you guys. I don't think we're really going to get to the third one. I think these two are going to be enough for us for the day. We are 21 minutes in, 23 minutes in. Okay, so we're only going to be on air for about 45 minutes a day, you guys. But after the show, if you guys feel like you guys want to leave a comment, you guys can definitely do that. You guys can definitely email me at hostjennasheree@gmail.com. If I'm going live on Instagram or Facebook, you guys can definitely leave your comments there. If you guys want to be part of the show, you guys can call in at 516-387-1939. And maybe you don't want to have your voice heard on the show. I do have a message on my switchboard that you guys can leave a message. But you guys got to go to blogtalkradio.com/GinaSheree. And don't forget to follow the show. But you guys can also leave a message there if you guys do not want to be heard on the radio itself, because we are live. So if we mess up, we just mess up. All right. So yeah, my daughter and I, from the conversation that we had last night. So, like I said, I'm very blessed that my daughter feels like she has a safe zone and that she can tell me the hard stuff, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the funny stuff, the not so funny stuff. So we keep it like that. I don't know how many other parents are out there that are doing that, that gives your child a safe zone. And because sometimes our children are, we're going to get in trouble if we say anything. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get grounded. So sometimes that's the reason why they don't speak up. They don't tell us things that are going on. So, and another I thought was something creative. If your child cannot express to you in words of things that are going on or things that are happening or the way that he or she is feeling, something that I do with my daughter is I have her write it down and just let me read it. And I might write back to her. And then we can navigate the conversation that way. So that seemed to be working as well. And I kind of do like that one because sometimes it's easier to put a pen to paper and get out your feelings that way. So those are, that's something that I do. I would love to know what other parents are doing to have that open communication with your child. So you guys can call in for that one, or when is the cutoff for taking care of your child. So you guys can call in for both. I'm really curious because I don't have all the answers, and I don't think that there's a parenting book that will give us all the answers on certain situations on how to raise our kids. So if you have a creative way of communicating with your child, definitely reach out to me, email me at hostgenasheree at gmail.com, or give me a quick call in, 516-387-1939. You guys can leave it there as well. So we got a few more minutes that we're going to do on these two topics, you guys, and I'm going to save the third one for next Tuesday. But as you guys know, at the end of my shows, I do give the shout-outs. So I'm going to give us a little bit more time, like 5 more minutes, if anybody wants to call in and be a part of the show. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you're feeling. Tell me what you're thinking. I will leave the my phones open for that and leave it in the comment as well. If not, then I'm going to go on to the next, and we're going to do some shout-outs. And I get really excited, you guys, because I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I know having exposure for our businesses is something really big for us, whether we do it like I'm doing it using my platform, my radio, and my podcast, and any platform that I have to help other entrepreneurs. And I am worldwide, so you don't have to be local where I'm at to get your business on my radio. All you have to do is email me at hostgenasheree at gmail.com. There is a fee associated with it. It's $10 to get your business advertised on the show and give you guys a shout out. But the cool thing about it is it's not just these two platforms, you guys. I am on about 8 or 9 different platforms. And my radio station on its own carries over 90,000 listeners. So kudos to that. Thank you guys for getting me there. So you guys can follow me on blogtalkradio.com/GenaSheree, or you guys can definitely head over to my Anchor. If you guys can't catch my live show, it's anchor.fm/Gena764. So we're going to jump right into this in a few. So I don't want to keep you guys in the long. I know sometimes be listening like, oh my God, how much longer is this show going to go? So since we haven't got the last caller hung up, so we lost them, so we're going to keep on going with the show. So let's start off with a few shout-outs on the show, you guys. Let's do it. I am ready. So I know I said I was going to do 3 today, you guys, but I think I'm going to do 4 today, and I think we can get 4 in. So let's get going. So today I am going to bring it all the way to Phoenix, Arizona, and we're going to do a shout-out to Miss Destiny Lopez. And this is one, this is very dear for me, you guys. She's a talented young woman, and she has just put her whole 2 feet, arms, head, and everything else into the cosmetology business. So I'm very, very, very excited and honored to be giving her a shout out. So Miss Destiny Lopez, she's a master stylist. She's also known as Princess Scissorhands. Hey, Princess Scissorhands. She specializes in coloring, cutting, perming, and styling. She's also going to become an eyelash technician. So I've seen her work, you guys. You guys can follow her and check out her work on Instagram and Facebook. Her Instagram is Princess Scissorhands, Princess/Scissorhands on Instagram. And you can also find her on Facebook at Destiny Lopez on Facebook. You guys definitely go and check her out. She's definitely a badass colorist, and I'm so proud of her. Her work is amazing, so you won't be disappointed. So shout out to Miss Destiny Lopez. And again, she's a master stylist, and she specializes in coloring, cutting, perming, and styling. And you can find her at on Facebook at Destiny Lopez, and then you can also find her on Instagram, Princess Scissorhands. All right, that is our first one. Let's go to our second one, and this is coming all the way. We're going to take it to Tucson, Arizona this time, you guys, and this is another personal favorite of mine. I practically watched her grow up. I don't talk to her every day, but she's definitely on my social media. Her sister is my best friend, like a sister to me, so I'm just really proud of this young lady. So she has a few of them, you guys. So she, mama is out here doing it. She is making it happen. So let's get to it. Miss Charvel G. And her passion is to enhance one's beauty and bring confidence that has been waiting to burst out. She has her company and is Exalt Elegant LLC. And her website is www.exaltelegance.com. You can also follow her on Instagram and Facebook at Exalt Elegance on Instagram and Facebook. She does, I mean, what doesn't she do? That's just one out of many of her talents, you guys. Before I get to her next one, she's also an amazing cook. She does a lot of seafood broils. Homegirl can throw down. So we've been encouraging her to get a food truck, so I'm hoping that she does that. I put that out there, put it all in the atmosphere for her, you guys, and encourage her to do the food truck. So also, she does, let's see. Oh, also she has her Cameo Radiance. So she has been posting very nice pieces of jewelry, and it's sophisticated jewelry. They have earrings, bracelets, wedding bands, and much more. You can also find her at www.cameoradiance.com, and you can also follow her in this particular business. Follow her at Cameo Radiance on Facebook and on Instagram. Now, I've seen some of her pieces, and they are beautiful. I've seen the rings. The last one she posted was a beautiful butterfly necklace. It was amazing. And then who does not want a tennis bracelet? I know your girl does. So go and check her out. She does have another business, you guys, but I want to give you guys that info on next week's episode on next Tuesday. But Ms. Chevy, oh, that's what I call her, Ms. Charvel G, definitely go and check her out. Again, her business is Exalt Elegance, and that is makeup, makeup accessories, and definitely check her out. Find her on Facebook and on Instagram at Exalt Excellence, and follow her, you guys. Definitely get her to where she needs to be. Follow her on her Instagram. If you can't understand what I'm saying because of these damn braces, so email me if you guys want any more information on those businesses. Our third business is coming from, I want to say, Phoenix, Arizona as well. So we got Miss Coco in the lineup. Go, Coco. Go, Coco. So Miss Coco owns a Closet by TLC. They have women's PJ slippers and accessories. I'm really curious to know about the accessories, Miss Coco. I am anxious to know what they are. So I definitely going to go on myself and look at the accessories that you have. Their store is located at Park West, and that's 9824 Northern Avenue, Suite 121 in Peoria, Arizona. Don't ask me how to spell it. You're on your own, but you can definitely find it. Peoria, Arizona. You can also check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/closetbyTLC, and that's all one word, you guys. You can also find her on Instagram, instagram.com/closetbyTLC. You guys, they also have an online shopping, so if you guys can't get to the store, you guys are not in Phoenix or Peoria area, you guys can definitely check Miss Coco website out, and it's www.shoptlclife.com. again, it's shoptlclife.com. Miss Chevy knows Miss Coco, and she has already put her stamp on you, Miss Coco, so I'll definitely go and check you out as well. So that's, again, she owns the Closet by TLC. They have women's PJs, they have slippers, and accessories. So if you're in the Peoria area, go ahead and check them out, 9824 Northern Avenue, Suite 121. And if you guys want to do some online shopping, visit her at www.shoptlclife.com. Okay, so we got one more, you guys. Let's see, we're 35 minutes in. We're going to wrap this up, but we have one more. This brother is out of, everybody's Arizona. It's coming out of Arizona as well. He is a definitely talented, a talented man. And I have a pleasure of meeting with him and talking with him. And instantly it was like a big brother, big sister type deal. Our conversation teaches me a lot because everybody has room to grow. So this is, like I said, this one is, I'm honored to give a shout out for this one as well. So we are going to take it to Ernest Sears Jr. and Detox Your Circle. And it is 13 toxic elements to cleanse from your life. And it's to detox your circle, activate your destiny, 13 toxic elements to cleanse your life. He has a book that is out. You guys can get it on Amazon, and it's available in Kindle or ebook. So you guys can go ahead and check that out, detox_your_circle on Instagram. So you guys can follow him on Instagram. I just gave you guys the Instagram, but he also has a podcast, you guys, at anchor.fm/detoxyourcircle. So definitely check out his podcast. Go and follow him on anchor.fm/detoxyourcircle. So if you guys are struggling with anything, if you guys feel like there's things that you guys need to overcome, I mean, this is like detox can cover so many different areas in your life. Maybe you need to detox your friends. Maybe you need to detox ways of thinking. Maybe you need to detox bad behavior. This book and listening to his podcast will definitely help you and give you tools to help you detox and activate your destiny. We all have a destiny. I feel like everybody that's on this earth has a purpose, and we just need to tap into it. And sometimes we fall off our path. Sometimes we try to do things that we're not meant to do. So definitely check out the book. Definitely go on Amazon, you guys. You guys can have it in the Kindle. You guys can also do it in ebook. Go on Amazon and then follow him on Facebook at facebook.com/detoxyourcircle. And then you guys can also follow his podcast on anchor.fm/detoxyourcircle. I think he helps me detox every week. So he sits in my chair and I cut his hair, and the conversation that we have, it makes me feel very very good after having a conversation. And it's another safe zone, so I really appreciate that. Just listen to what he has to say, and if you guys can get something out of it, that is amazing. I know if he can reach 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he has done his job. So, again, this is Detox Your Circle, Activate Your Destiny, 13 Toxic Elements to Cleanse from Your Life. All right, you guys, we're going to wrap this up. I told you guys this week is going to be a little bit longer than we did last week. Last week was like 35 minutes. So we went a little bit longer this time, you guys. We're going to cut it at 40. But thank you guys for tuning in. I'll talk about it Tuesdays. And like I said, if you guys, the conversation doesn't have to stop here. You guys can definitely message me, email me at host Dina Cherie. If you guys have a topic you guys want to talk about, is there something that is on your heart that you guys need to get out and talk about it, email me at hostdinacherie at gmail.com. You guys can definitely go to my show, follow my show on blogtalkradio.com/DinaCherie. You can also follow and listen to my podcast if you guys cannot catch my live show at anchor.fm/Dina764. Yeah, I think that's it. I think we're going to wrap this up, you guys. Thank you guys so much. Catch me next Tuesday at 11:30, every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. I am worldwide, you guys, so follow your girl. And we're going to be giving shout-outs every week for the businesses. So if you guys, like I said, if you guys want to get your business on the radio and get more exposure, definitely email me at hostgenacherie at gmail.com. You guys have a wonderful day. Remember that your life has meaning and it has purpose. Also remember to make sure that we have an open ear, a listening ear for our children to speak to us and to open up to us, create a safe place for our children. And not just for our children, I think that this can help with family members. It could help with friends. It could help with relationships. I think everybody needs a listening ear at one point in their lifetime, or you be that listening ear. All right, you guys, enjoy. This is your girl, Gina Cherie, and thank you for being a part of Talk About It Tuesdays.